Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Saturday program, Saturday night live on the Lightship. And the date today is June 4th, 2016. Boy, a lot of yawning. Maybe some people are hooked up to those numbers. So let's release those numbers from you. Here we go. Wow, very interesting. So releasing the numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's the numbers. I'm going to do the word June, and then we'll do 416. So just see if this affects you. Now, if you're on an archive, you're going to know that it's not a live program. It'll still work. So you can kind of tune into this date because you're going to be in the future from this date. And just see if going back in time, looking at it, we'll just say you tuned in, got this archive up in September. We'll just say that, okay? You know, 3 months away. So now you're in September and you go, well, Ron's clearing, you know, something back in June on the 4th. Well, see if that affects you. You may have a lot of densities hanging out there on timelines. So just see how you feel by having this day cleared, even if you are in an archive. And the clearings that we do will work, you know, for you three times on an archive, too. So the show is just as important listening to an archive as it is, you know, in real time. But you just can't go to the Lightship tonight. So here we go. Let's bring up an issue that you have. Think of something that's bothering you, going on with you. You know, it could be anything. Maybe you got some letter in the mail or you got a parking ticket and that's kind of upsetting you, or just, you know, anything, because, you know, it will affect you and it can possibly put you on timeline. So we've got to get rid of that. But think of your situation. Maybe you have some pain. Maybe you, you know, hurt your elbow or something. So here we go. Think of that issue. And I'll clear that one issue from you that you're looking at right now. Remember, all you're doing is thumbing through your book of your life, and you're pulling out one topic, one situation, and I'll take off that page for you, okay? So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I kind of misstated that. The page will be there, but all the emotional intent on it will just be nullified. So you can still see the video, but it's like been there, done that, or geez, why am I looking at this now? It doesn't pertain to me, because you have peace. Okay, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. We have it on your cell phone, possibly. So bring up the light beam, light beams, so stronger. Bringing peace to you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, let's bring Ann on tonight. So, Ann, are you out there? Or... I know you're out there.
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you're new, please check that out after our show tonight. If you have any questions or testimonials or any requests, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click that fast chat button, and I'll receive those during the show tonight. As Ron mentioned, it's Saturday night, so that's Saturday night on the Lightship. You can request, we've already gotten a request for a room, which was great because that's a good reminder for me. You can request any rooms you might want to visit. If you have a particular animal that you love, or if you've been on the calls before, you know that we go to some different, you know, cool rooms. I myself love the floating magnet room. I'll request that one tonight, Ron. And so this is a terrific show to be on live. And if you're listening on the archive, it'll still be a great show. And while there's the visit to the Lightship, you'll receive peace energy and know that next Saturday, get on this show live. And plus, we'll celebrate the birthdays for the month of June. So, and also two announcements. June 18th, on Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron is doing another alien Android hardware removal call. It costs $30. You pay for that by clicking the donate button on the left-hand, lower left-hand side of Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. And then you send the receipt to Ron, and he will send you the phone number and PIN number. And you might want to wait until a couple of days, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of that week before you send it, because Ron gets so many emails. And he'll send you the phone number and PIN. And then also you'll want to put on your calendar June 27th. There's another wonderful healing call coming up, and that's called the Organ Restoration Call. And that will be on a Monday after our 4 p.m. Pacific Time radio show. At 5:15 Pacific Time will be this call, and that'll probably be about, what do you think, Ron, about 2 hours, two and a half hours?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. I'm trying to do maybe like 3 hours on the Saturday calls unless we have something else going on, but it would probably be that, 2.5 hours.
Okay, and that one is $50. You pay the same way by clicking that donation button on the website. And it's going to be a great month of healing. And, of course, next weekend is the Saturday 4-hour Ascension call where Ron will charge seven bottles or jugs of water for you for the whole week. And it's a healing trip to the lightship. And then the following day is the first of the June 8-hour healing calls where you're also on Creation Lightship the whole day. So Ron always does a lot of special healings and healings for all of us in addition to all the many, many ones that are on the website. But June is a particularly full month with a lot of healings, so we're all looking forward to that, Ron.
Yeah, I did the last body one in June. Then I wanted to do one, near the end of the year, and I couldn't pull that off. Is this like a year since we did that call, I wonder?
No, we actually did it last June, and then we did it, then it was a whole year till January. We did it again in January.
Okay,
so
great.
So it's been 6 months.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and it's a good time of the year because I know we have a lot of new listeners because you met so many people at the expos you went to recently, and this way they can get on board and enjoy that. And we've gotten so much positive feedback from the alien hardware removal call, too, that I know people are looking forward to that.
I'm kind of picking up neck issues for people. I don't know. So see if we have any people with neck conditions, if we get something quick, and maybe I can do some pin releases or something. We'll just see how many people have neck situations going on. Yeah, so we can do that in 10 minutes here. In fact, we should go to the light ship now. In case somebody's listening, in the underside here, the planet here, quite a ways away, maybe they're 10 hours away and they have to go to work or something. So let's do, or it's really early in the morning, so let's do one for people back east. Let's go to the light ship now. So here we go, everybody. We're going to go to the light ship. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you could send in a few requests here if you like, what rooms you want to have. We normally have some that people like all the time. But we're going to go up right now, and this only works live. So if you listen to an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. And if you're listening live, you're going to have a great time. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. So going up, 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5, and you're bilocated. You're out of time. If you look around you physically here on this planet, you're going to see stuff that is all separate. It's not connected to you. There's no energy from it coming to you. So if you look at a clock on the wall, it'll be a clock. That's it. It's on its own timeline, we'll say, in the now, but it's a clock. Nothing's connected to it. If you're looking at, a table with maybe flowers on it or something in the vase, or whatever, that's going to be separated from you, too, and it's separate from everything else in the room. So everything is unique, and there's no cording. So I thought I'd kind of describe that. That's the way you should be feeling right now. So let's go up to the deer room in the light shift. There's three deers coming. request your healing out loud. You whisper it too if you like. And you're also communicating with different light beings that will appear to you in this form. So here we go. Dear room, here they come. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And naturally, we have to go to the hot tub room and the pain release room. So there's two rooms right now we're going into. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the floating magnets are very nice. So let's go in that room. And we normally have these show up, on our 8-hour calls, too. So here we go, floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And centrifuge room. So this is where you have a little more stubborn energies there. That has maybe more stuff going on with it. That's more difficult to heal for some reason. So here we go. Think of your concern that you're dealing with, maybe another concern. But here we go. The room is spinning. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into a room to mention about necks. So we'll see if we get anybody commenting on necks here. But we're going to go into a room for maybe we'll just go into, this is all we're going into, okay? What I'm going to do is go into a room now kind of like a reconstruction room. And we're going to be working with your neck and then back and rib cage, so three different areas. And it'll probably be done all in the same time. So we're going to see if we can do some corrections here. So if you have something that you know is a little bit off, or, you know, if you don't know if it's off, you can communicate to the light beings, and they'll let you know if it is, so they can tell you instantly. Or just say, you know, I think it could be off, or there's a problem, I had an accident, you know, 35 years ago, and, you know, you got a whiplash or something. So here we go. But we're working on necks right now. So you might feel your neck kind of being readjusted slightly. We're also working with muscles. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And kind of checking out the neck again here. And you might move your neck slowly from one side to the other, and just see if something is going on there, if it's tight, or you only have so much movement. Okay. And move it maybe forward like you're nodding, you know, a yes. And then maybe do a no. And here we go, doing some more neck adjustments here. And I'm seeing pins in the neck. So here we go. 1, taking out some pins. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Releasing some more pins here and working with muscles on the neck. And right now we're working on the left side. So you may kind of maybe put your attention there. And I'm going to put a brace on your neck from your shoulders up. To, in a sense, maybe just stretch your neck a little bit, get some of the pressure off the disc, and helping you out with that energetic brace here. Sometimes the braces can last for a week, typically maybe 3-4 days, okay? So here we go. Let's put that brace on, and your head should feel it may be lighter on your body, okay? So you're working with that now, working with your neck still. You may want to move your neck. You might hear some snap, crackle, pops or something as your neck's being realigned here. On the light shift, you're out of time and you're doing all this probably for quite a while. Here it's just maybe, you know, minutes, but up there it's you know, longer. And because you're out of time. So we're working now with the neck and just checking to see how your movement is. And here we go. A little more neck energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And still working with your neck. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we're going to work now on your spine. So here we go. And I'll just count to 100 as it's probably being adjusted. And we'll also put some more energetic braces on you. You may feel a little bit taller afterwards. You might even be able to stand more erect. So here we go. One, and just request that you have your back worked with if you have an owie or a pain or you know of a problem that you're dealing with, then, you know, kind of maybe put your hand there, comment out loud where it is. So here we go. I'll count to 100. One, this is your spine. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And kind of maybe twist a little bit if you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. Now we'll work with our neck again here. I want to double check that. So looking for some energetic pins or something that could be in there causing a problem. So I'm going to work with the left side first. And we did the right side also. I thought about the muscles, I believe, but we did the right side too. After that, even though I was talking about something else. So here we go, taking out energetic pins out of your left side. Here we go, coming out, out, out. Okay, now we'll do the right side. Well, this is what we kind of do during our the pin removal that we've done maybe the last session was 2 months ago or something. Here we go, right side with the pins, coming out. Oh, yeah, this feels pretty good here. A lot of people have maybe about 8 to 10 pins in. Here we go, coming out. One, two, three, four. There it is, popped out there. And a couple from behind, going through your throat, out the other side, out the front of you. So here we go. Kind of look like those embroidery needles that women use. You know, they're like a foot long or so. So here they go, coming out, 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 out. There we go, out. Okay, let's now work with your rib cage here. So here we go again. We'll count to 100 to realign your ribs. And so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2. Well, there's somebody out there has an alien baby in them that's energetic. Very interesting. So I'm going to take that away now. So here we go. Coming out. Out. There, just got released. Okay, so we'll deal with that on some other level here. So. Boy. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. I've got to take off some of the apparatuses inside the body there. Here we go. Coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. And back to the upper shoulders now, and rotator cuffs here, so let's work with that. And taking away some of the muscle tension here. And here we go. Working on your left side first. And I'll count to 10 to release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. A little heavy tonight. Maybe there's people listening who have not had their whole lifetime emotional healing. But normally when I do this, people are much, much heavier. But we are dealing with some alien stuff here. So here we go. Right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And now in the back, we're going to be working with your disc, and we'll put in some, let's call it more fluid, in a sense, cushions, if you would. So we're going to be working with your disc, and it may feel a little taller even. So here we go, working with all of them right now. I'll count to 50 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay. I'd like to see how you're doing. And looks like we've got to work with the tailbone also right now, so realigning that. Here we go. I might feel a move. So here we go. Now that feels good to me. Good. Okay. Work with back muscles again, and working with your arms. So here we go, and there we go, releasing some tension here from your arms. Working on some, looks like ligaments right now, and cartilage, rotator cuff area. So here we go, 1, I'll count to 100 to do that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll come back from the light shift. So your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming to you. And I'll count to 5 to bring you back here. You're going to notice the room will change a little bit because you'll be on a timeline. That you're on, the timeline has stopped, but things may start to cord you slowly. So here we go. Coming back down. Ah, birthday party. Oh, boy. Hang on. Here we go. People who are bored this month, they go to the food court, and here we go. You're going to see the light beams up there, and everyone else who's listening tonight live, you're going to be in the food court, and you can get your dessert or whatever you'd like to have for your birthday party. So here we go. Get your cake and ice cream or the equivalent of that. So 1, I'll count to 5 to bring it to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're having your birthday party. Light beings are singing to you and everybody else. Happy birthday. And if you want seconds, you can, again, request seconds if you like. And happy birthday, everybody. So now we're going to come back from the light ship. So coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
That was very special. I feel very energized. You just really kept going and going with those clearings. That was quite a treat, Ron, especially as this, you know, weekend there aren't any special calls or an 8-hour call. So that was really wonderful. And I'm sure that if we have anyone new listening, they were probably very surprised and pleased by that. So I know everyone enjoyed it.
So this is sort of what we do on the calls, I guess. I say I guess because I'm in the moment on them, but I think it's probably kind of typical of the special calls that we've been doing on maybe Saturdays. Very, very similar format on how we work with people. I don't always count, but this time I had to do that to kind of speed things up a little bit. Anyway, if you want to know what we do on those calls, this is kind of similar. So back to you.
Okay, we have a couple of comments. The energetic brace is allowing me to move my head easier. I guess that's the energetic neck brace that you did at the beginning. And then I can move my head easier, and I hear crunching noises from the back, like the bones were rusty from lack of movement. And tension feels like it is gone from upper torso. Feels very relaxing. I was thinking, would it be a good idea for people to walk a bit, Ron?
Yeah, you might walk around a little bit, everybody. You know, stretch and twist and bend over. You know, just do something that would tend to, you know, realign your spine if you have something that's out of place that you may need to do some physical walk around. If you can, move your shoulders around back and forth or something and your arms. Maybe make like a little butterfly flying or something, you know, whatever could work for you. And you may get some kind of relief a little bit. So we'll see. So we have any email questions out there? Yes?
We have a request that you cleared our date at the beginning of the show, but someone's requesting could you clear the word June as well?
Well, I cleared the June when I did the date. I already did that.
Okay. And then they're wondering, and I don't know if we would still need this. This came in early in the show. If we still need this after the call, an alien release. Do you think we could have aliens still around us?
Yeah, they do hang out, so here we go. So any aliens that are enslaved here, trapped here, that have no way to get out, I'll count to 100 and you can leave. So here we go. One-way ticket out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, to see if your room feels different or you may feel different. So back to you.
So are we getting somewhere, Ron, with releasing all these aliens? The planet feels a little lighter to me. Am I imagining that, or are things?
I'm sure it probably is a little lighter. You know, at least lighter for the people listening to the calls here, because what's around you has probably been maybe harming you throughout your life. So we're getting rid of these things. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in about their neck. I was already wanting that help. Really, really enjoyed that. So I'm glad. That must have been the person or one of the people you sensed needed work on their neck. So thank you. So you, Ron, have taught us a lot of tools to use. Every show you do at the end, you do the mind to heart drop. And you've told us to be on the CLS Now timeline. And different things. So someone wrote in, I spend a significant amount of time repeating the mind to heart drop, being on the CLS now timeline, healing from the top of my head to the tips of fingers and toes. Question is, can I be abducted while I am commanding my spirit in these areas?
No, you can't. I don't see any possibility for that. I don't think they could get you during that after you're done, possibly, but when you're dealing with the light ship directly, it'd be very, very hard to have yourself become abducted or messed with. So, because you're running light energy, and they don't know what light is, so they're probably going to back off. Okay, that's how I'm trying to phrase this here. So back to you.
Okay, terrific. We had some questions about the auric field clearing, and I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. It's on the nano clearing that we have. And when you buy the nano clearing, maybe you could just talk about both, Ron, and then on that is a link to the auric field protection clearing. And someone was asking about who or how many people you can put in the auric field containment line.
Okay, well, if I'm not mistaken, what that's for is if you know of somebody who's psychically attacking you. Okay, so we'll say, you know, it's your father-in-law or mother-in-law, just you know, point somebody out there. And so if it's that person, you could put their name down, and that will tend to help them not to do that because it may sort of take away some of their energy so they can't, in a sense. I'm just trying to talk. I'm not exactly right with that, but we'll just kind of go with that. And so you're putting somebody down that you know is bothering you, the same way it would be on the dark side practitioner clearing, but you only put down one person. You can't put down a group of people. Now, if you're using a group consciousness, okay, then the group consciousness could be taken care of, okay? So let's say that you go to your, you went to one of your favorite ABC churches, you know, and, you know, there's 300 members, we'll say, or maybe even more. I know there's an L.A. church, I think it has like maybe 4,000 members in it or something, you know, New Age church. And so, you know, they may want to do some, I guess they use the word spiritual mind treatment, praying to something. And they may want to put you, you know, on the list of to be helped. Well, right away, you know, you're not going to be able to know who these maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people are in the congregation, but you could put the church's name down, okay? And then that energy could be maybe warded off as it tries to attack you, you know, as they have you become their PREY, you say, because they are PRAYing you for you, probably against your free will, but they think they're doing something very good. So that's the you become their prey, and you become alien prey. And who knows, you know, maybe there are people, you know, who are aliens in the body anyway, and they want to prey on you anyway. So they can do it under the name of whatever. So, you know, wars are fought under the name of that, you know, religious wars. So, but anyway, let's kind of keep it simple here. So you could put the organization name in. As far as saying, well, yeah, I got 25 people that I know of that are probably attacking me. Well, then, you know, you have to run one person at a time, and then how effective is that going to be? So I say if you have 25 people doing something to you, you may want to run each person for a week. And that way that may, because you don't know when they're thinking of you, but they may think of you within 1 week. And so that's going to take a long time to do that. Mainly just to get off maybe one or two things off of you, you know. So that's how I would answer that. And you'd probably want to run each person separately for 1 week. And then also find out why they're doing it, because you may have an energetic body, or it could be, you know, on your psychic billboard that you're wearing this T-shirt to become victimized. So find out what your issue is. you know, and you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing to get yourself a little bit more into wholeness so you can probably respond better to life. And that's what that clearing is for. So back to you.
Okay, great. And I feel that that auric field protection is really fabulous, and I just wanted to be clear that the clearing you get that with is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. We've talked about this a lot on the shows, but not for quite a while. And it clears us in 10-year periods, all the way back to 199 BC. So it's quite an involved and thorough cleaning out of our system and removes all the nano particles in our energetic bodies. Is there anything else you want to share about that, Ron? Because it's a very important healing.
Yeah, I just, and it can take some time, fortunately.
Right, right. But it's, how often would you say you ought to redo that if you have that healing, Ron?
Boy, I would say maybe every 3 months, possibly.
That feels about right to me as well. So then when you purchase this one, you can then click on auric field protection clearing. And it's when you were talking about groups like that and churches, Ron, I thought, wow, it's the perfect healing to use alongside the dark arts, dark side practitioner clearing. If you have an issue like that in your life where you're being attacked by a group or a person.
Yeah, and also just remember, you need to get those energetic bodies in alignment. So a lot of people know about the harmonic clearing, getting rid of odd harmonics that can cause you problems. So they do that one. And then, the 108 body clearing too. And I'm trying to get that one changed so that it'll be less time, but at least do maybe you could probably do 10 at a time, 10 bodies at a time. That will be less, won't take as long to do. So kind of divide it off. And when you do the first body, just think of it as 10 bodies. And then the next one would be, 10 more bodies. So you go through the 108. So back to you.
Okay. Someone is asking, when we go on your intensives, we're in quarantine on Creation Lightship. And someone's asking, will being in quarantine help us from being abducted?
Probably 90%. Remember.
Great.
Okay, I guess the way to say that, you are protected until you think, okay? Because you're choosing to go on to timelines when you're thinking. Now, the light and the lightship only works in the present moment, in the now. So you're choosing to go on to timelines when you're thinking. So if you're on the call and you're in quarantine, it'd be very hard to be abducted because the aliens normally are afraid of light. They don't know what light is. So, that's a good thing. But if you get a phone call from somebody and it affects you emotionally or something, then you're going to be on a timeline. And the quarantine is not going to help you because you're choosing to do something else. So I hope I've been trying to talk about this in different ways on different shows. If it's your choice, if you're going to be in the present moment or not. And it's your choice if you're choosing to go on timelines, which means you're choosing to be abducted. And that's your own choice. And so as you start doing the mind to heart drop more to get into the present moment, then you're going to probably have less of those experiences. But it's up to you. It's your choice. To be in duality. So back to you.
Okay, and there's a question here. I'm not sure I completely understand, but they're saying that they work with lots of people and they get psychically attacked. So They've been doing a non-alien attack. Okay, non-alien attack, because it's people. I understand that. So, yes, that I would say the auric field protection would help for that situation, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Even if you don't know the people's names, I put in the situation and the address if I know them, but if I don't, they put in the group.
Yeah, that would be good. You know, chances are you couldn't tell them to do the mind of hard drop. They wouldn't know what that would be. Might be good if you could, but it may be impossible for you to do that, you know, in your job. You know, what you could do is, you could put up the Be Here Now clearing, and maybe I think you can put your name in it, I believe, on that clearing. Put your first name, ask what your first name is. Get a computer up that you have just for the Be Here Now clearing. Okay? So that might be good to do. Or maybe, hook up your cell phone so that clearing is up instantly. You know, everybody has different situations, you know. But, if you're going to be talking to somebody, I don't know how it would work with group consciousness. You know, you can try it, you know, and see if that does help, you know, if you are talking to a group of people. But if you're talking to one person at a time, then, you know, you may be able to, you know, you're going to know their first name because they're going to be communicating with you. You could probably put your name in. And what does it take, 15 minutes for the Be Here Now clearing?
It's 10 minutes for each section. It's body retrieval, spirit retrieval, and then spirit integration, I believe, is the third. And each of those are 10-minute segments.
Yeah. Well, I would think just the first one would be good to do for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do the body, if you're going to be talking to somebody, and you might want to, you know, maybe change the timer. Maybe I think you can change it to maybe, you know, like a half an hour or something. So that way the person will be in the now. And they may not cause you problems when you're talking with them. So we'll see what kind of comments we get on that.
Well, the Be Here Now is such a powerful clearing, and it's so wonderful that it's right there on the website. And I found if you have any hope at all of introducing people to Creation Lightship, because so many are blocked, that if you just say to them, try this healing, you know, just try running this, and if they have a phone and they bring it up and they'll all of a sudden notice, wow, I feel so calm, and that might cause them to be a little more attracted to reading and doing a little more research into what is going on with Creation Lightship.
Yep.
So last night on the show, we talked a little bit about tinfoil and that other substance that you talk about that it can be somewhat some protection from alien attacks. And someone wrote in to say they used the foil two nights with a cap when it was cool, and it helped her sleep better. And she has suggestions. There's a website called Geek, G-E-E-K, and they sent for the Maymar stuff, that lining that's used for camping, and it was only $4. And then another website is called Wish. It's a shopping application, just like the word Wish. And they had great prices, so she's just wanting to pass that along to the listeners.
Oh, wonderful.
She got some of it for only $4, and, well, she'll let us know again when it arrives. It's going to take 5 or 6 weeks to come, and then she'll get back to us and let us know about the quality and everything. But I thought that's always helpful to hear about those new, new websites.
Yep, wonderful.
Okay, so someone wrote in, I missed what Ron said about what sounded like a new way of running the 108 energy body clearing. Oh, can you please repeat to that? I think let's talk about the clearing the 108. I think she means the magnetic and twisted bodies, which we weren't actually talking about. We were talking about the nano clearing. But you can repeat what you said, but then we could also talk about the 108 body one.
Yeah, on the 108 body one, the that clearing the magnetic twisted body clearing, you're clearing the 108 bodies. Well, that could be very, very, very long. So what you could do is just change it so that, and write it on a piece of paper, so number one body would actually be 1 through 10, okay? Number two then would be 11 through 20. And number three body then, you know, would be 21 to 30. So you could look at it that way and run the 108 bodies so it will work much faster for you. And, you know, I'm going to get a change somehow to change the timer on it or the way it works because, you know, you could be in it for quite a while. And, you know, you want to get out of there, you know, as fast as you can, naturally. So do it that way. It'll still work. And it'll save you some time in that 108 body clearing, that magnetic twisted body clearing. That needs to be done. Typically, I'd say after you do maybe four or five clearings, or maybe whenever you choose to, because when your bodies get out of sync, then the healing that you, or all the healing that you've done previously, if it's out of sync and it's not realigned, that body did not get a healing. Remember, it just takes one of those bodies that's corrupted or out of sync or twisted, we'll say, to prevent you from healing. So you need to have all those bodies online. And that puts them all back online so your spirit can work with those bodies. So if you, let's just say that you hypothetically did, I'll just say, 100 clearings online, and you never have even looked at the magnetic twisted body clearing. Well, how many of those bodies are off, and you did all these clearings, 100 clearings, we'll say, and your results are like, you know, maybe you have something that's really majorly wrong with you, and it just takes one of those bodies out of the 108 to not, you know, give you your clearing, even though you have done clearings in the past, because your spirit is not connecting to that one body. But once you do that clearing, all the bodies now are in alignment, and all those 100 clearings that you've had from the past are reinstated in you, just like you did them earlier, and all of a sudden, voila, that one body that could have been out, or maybe you have 20 of them out, whatever it is, they're all put back online, just like you just started your clearings over again. And instantly, you may find results where you haven't had it before. So that clearing is very, very necessary. I would say, you know, if you do it, at least do it maybe once a month if you're doing clearings. Or even if you don't do clearings and you only had a few that you've done, you know, over the years, do that clearing because if the bodies get off, you're going to feel funky. And, in fact, I clear one now for you, put one online. So give me a number, Ann.
100.
Here's your 100 bodies. So here we go. We're going to reposition that properly. Remember, it could be upside down, crooked, sideways, or whatever, but I'm going to count to, I'll count to 100 to bring it in properly. And just sit back. I could do it counting to 5, but I want to do 100 so you actually feel a change inside of your body. So this is an invisible body. So sit back and relax. And here we go. And just see if you sense or feel any sensation happening. So body 100. 1. Void. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'm doing this yawning or coughing because there's probably some new people that have not done any clearings. Okay. Which means that you're completely contaminated. Okay, so I sense that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So just take a deep breath now. Maybe inhale, exhale a couple times here. And just see how your body is responding right now. And we'll continue on. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So now you only have 107 more to do. So back to you. You don't know which one could be causing you a problem.
Would it also be a good idea, Ron, to run the 108 bodies if something happens with our physical body, like we're jarred in some way? Or is kind of different? Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. Let's say that you, fight, or maybe you're playing football, or you have played football, and you got tackled. Well, that's going to jar your bodies up. You know, it's like a bowl in the china cabinets, And so instantly you're going to have this problem. It could be for life. So, yeah, these bodies do get knocked out of whack with energies. Even maybe cell phone towers could possibly jar them. I'm not sure on that. But you do want them to be in alignment with your spirit. And if they're not, then, they're not getting healed, and which means that you're not whole, okay? They need to be all online and usable, because that's what they're there for, is to be used to make you up. It'd be easier if I could say, everybody look at their hands, and you notice you're all missing your little pinky, on your right hand. Well, that's because you got a body out of sync, okay? So we'll put that body back in the sync, and you go, wow, there's my pinky, Well, that's actually happening to you. So you may not have energy somewhere in your body, and it's decaying on you. So back to you.
Okay. Someone is suggesting for the 108 magnetic twisted bodies, you can open multiple windows. And they say it reminds me of the way DNA is twisted like a wringing a towel, cutting off the flow. That is a good image.
Yeah, very good. Yes,
All right. And then someone else wrote in that since you brought up the timer issue on the magnetic and twisted bodies, could you change the timer on the Be Here Now so we could have a little more time?
Yeah, I believe that one's changeable. I'm not 100% sure.
No, I don't think so, Ron. I think that one, it doesn't even have a box. It's 10 minutes for each section is how it runs.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any way to change it.
Yeah, that's one of the original ones that I put up eons ago.
Right. So, well, maybe our webmaster is listening tonight, and he'll hear our requests.
Yeah, that would
be great.
Figure that one out.
Okay.
He's out of town. So let's you could put up another window.
Right, that's what someone suggested.
Yeah.
They didn't suggest on that, but that's true. Okay, someone's asking here, Ron, when we're on the light ship, can we request a body massage?
Boy. Normally not, okay? If you're on the longer calls, like a Sunday call, then you can request that. But what I'm doing here, I'm in control of everything, so it's a little more difficult. So I would say no.
Okay.
I have to direct everything and, be the band leader, when I bring you up there. But on EO, you have a lot more, free reign. Even on the Ascension calls that we have, once a month on the Saturday. So, I'm going to the light shift now that we have on Saturday.
Okay, so, not on the Saturday night. I gotcha. Makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone is writing in to say the body jumpstart is recommended after doing the death barcode removal. And included in that is the magnetic twisted body alignment. And they said, explain why that's included, and they don't recall what else is on it, but it's listed on the website with the description. I think that's a wonderful way wonderful healing to do, the body jumpstart. And then once you've done that, you can pay $50 to have all of those, the infection body, the mind of the body, the magnetic and twisted body alignment. You can pay an additional $50 for each of those that you want to be whole life. So that $200 body jumpstart is quite a good deal. And these clearings are just, they're priceless. So I don't know, is there anything else you want to add about the Body Jumpstart, Ron? And the death barcodes, for that matter.
Well, the Body Jumpstart, I put that clearing up for people who have situations. So there are people who have situations happening physically, and they needed a way to, I needed a way to help them out without, kind of create new clearings or having people go in and buy a bunch of them just to do something if they have a condition, you know. That's why I put it up, so they can go to one page, and that one is reduced price. It takes care of a lot of your stuff. And then, you know, if you do have a condition where you go, one of those two zeros, right? then you may want to see if you have any death barcodes on you. So you can send me an email. And I've been very busy lately, so I'm probably about, 4 days behind emails. There's a lot going on in the Beyondo. But aside from that, and I really can't talk about it, send me an email and just ask how many barcodes you have. If you have some in the past, let me know how many you've done so far, and I'll see if you have any more. But don't just go in there and buy the clearing and think that you're going to do, a death barcode, once a week or something or whatever. People who are maybe not liked too well by the aliens, but pick something up every 3 months, let's put it that way. But let me know, and I'll look and see if you have something. So normally people have three of those. I've had people who've only had one. So, but I would say three is probably the average. Above average might be half a dozen. Somebody who has a lot of problems, where they're not really too liked by the aliens, you might have 20 of them, okay? If you have more than that, then you must be on the alien most wanted list or something. But normally 20 would be a lot for people. So, back to you.
Okay.
We have 4 minutes to go here. So anything, any special emails or?
Well, we just got a thank you from a longtime listener saying thank you to both of us and the wonderful healings tonight. As usual, I know people appreciate it, Ron, but, it might take them a while to get their words together. So since we're near the end of the show, as our listeners know, one wonderful listener, all our listeners are wonderful, but one particular listener has been making these recordings for us, sort of pulling out slices of things that you say, like you did the time stop for us and the wonderful bringing in the 12 source energies. And so he made a great suggestion, and I thought maybe tonight we have time for you to do that. And his request is for you to say, I command my spirit to stay in my body. And I command my spirit and body to be only on the CLS Now timeline of light. And for that matter, anything else that you think are the tools you've given us to say, because as this listener says, we say them ourselves all the time, but it's nice to be able to say them with you.
Okay.
So if you could say those two and anything else you might think of, Ron, before you do the mind to heart drop.
Yeah, let me see. A lot of words there. So
I'm sorry about that, Ron. Here, let me copy them onto the chat for you.
Yeah, I'll just first swing it here and see what happens. So
okay.
I now command my spirit to stay in my body. Boy, started again here. I now command my spirit to stay in my body. I now command my spirit not to leave my body when I'm sleeping. And I now command my spirit to help heal my body when I'm sleeping. And I now command my spirit to integrate with my physical body fully. I now command my spirit to come into my feet and move up to the top of my head. Okay. We'll see how that works out. And we'll do the mind to heart drop now. And here we go. Next Saturday is our 4-hour call week from today. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them down to my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And have a peaceful evening. And do the mind to heart drop. And you're probably going to be in the now for a while. And the energetic braces should work for you maybe a half a week or longer. You can keep requesting that. Maybe you might want to request them to stay with you each day, maybe twice a day or three times a day, morning, noon, and night. And that may allow them to be with you longer. I can't guarantee that. But, you know, say that and just see what happens. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. Thank you, BBS. And naturally, you know, thank everybody who's listening. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.